thought the cast was spot on. Thought the characters really drove, you know, drove the movie. And I'd recommend it to any family, to any basketball lover, lover of comedy, and just want to have a feel-good movie, watch the movie and feel good about life and yourself. This is the movie.
Yeah, you were mentioning like the cast. Obviously, it features Kyrie Irving and Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
As like a film that has like stars in it, obviously there was Space Jam in the past that had Michael Jordan in it. What do you think that means to like, like just an influence on basketball as well, to have big players in the film?
I think basketball is really a cultural thing. They move into music, obviously into music, into fashion, and now they're moving into the movie industry. So everybody better watch out.
Yeah, they're talking about obviously lining up a second Space Jam film with LeBron.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. They were talking about in the film. Obviously, the concept started a couple of years ago on TV adverts when Kyrie Irving started getting dressed up and like pranking people as obviously Uncle Drew.
Mm-hmm.
It's come a long way, like as a theme. But obviously, it's really nice to see all the people in the film that it has.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like, do you think like the plot has benefited from like having the previous episodes of Uncle Drew like on YouTube and the internet?
Oh, definitely. Those commercials were pretty hilarious. People used to watch those. You know, you watch an old man taking on a young kid and beating him. So they gathered a following, didn't they? And from that, from the Pepsi adverts, went on to the idea of making a full length movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's really good. So obviously, you yourself used to play in the NBA.
Yep.
And obviously played for the Lakers. What was it like playing for such a massive franchise?
Well, going out to LA was a big event for me. I was from the East Coast and never really went.
Did you go to North Carolina University?
I went to the University of North Carolina.
Obviously,
so
Michael Jordan went there as well.
Michael Jordan went there. I was familiar with him, James Worthy. And who was on the Lakers at the time. So just making that move to the other side of the coast, losing, you know, a lot of my friends, being able to go see them was a big step. But for me, playing for the Lakers and Showtime, as we called it back then, was one of my dreams that I had in my heart, that maybe one day I could play for them. I remember when I was a young kid in boarding school, watching them play the finals against Boston was always a problem for me. Being in Boston, I would want to root for the Lakers. Everybody in town is rooting for the Celtics. So I had big problems in high school. But yeah, they were my secret team, the Lakers. So having an opportunity to play for them one day was one of my greatest achievements.
Hi, Steve. Jason here.
Hey, Jason.
Hiya. So after you retired, you did go into a bit of coaching as well. Is that something that you would perhaps go back into in England to perhaps?
Well, I've been coaching since 2006. I have my own club, Lewisham Thunder London Basketball Club. We have a refurbished warehouse which has two courts, so we're a thriving community club.
Mm-hmm.
I've also done national team coaching with the under 18s.
Yeah.
And had some success with those young men. And I've coached regional teams, and I continue to coach, and this is my passion, basketball. And if I try to get away from it, always draws me back. I'm also currently a director at Basketball England, so I have an impact in the future planning.
Mm-hmm.
And aspirations of the sport.
Yeah. What there's not obviously over time been a lot of English or even UK based players play in the NBA. Do you think that there's something that we need to kick on with and perhaps make happen a bit more?
Yeah, it's not an easy feat.
No, not at
all. We've had Joe Freeland recently, Luol Deng,
yeah,
is one of the biggest ever, John Amici. And we probably had others that are not household names who's made it. So
yeah,
we do have a track record. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we want to make it a lot more fruitful and more players going through it. But, you know, to do that, we've got to handle our infrastructure of the sport and how we promote the sport and how we identify talent and how we progress it. which is what the new basketball development model is about, which was set off by the new chief exec, Stuart Kellett. So we're looking to enhance the game and take all the good stuff in the game and try to make more players that definitely do go on to the NBA or go on and play professionally.
Yeah. Touching back on your playing career, obviously going 4 years in college and then playing for the Lakers, obviously playing with Magic Johnson, that's obviously massive. What was he like as a person, as a player?
You know, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, they all have some of the similarities. They're all super competitive, super driven. I remember Magic Johnson, I used to go to the gym, practice at 9. I used to get to the gym sometimes at 8, and I'm thinking I'm going to be the first one there to impress the coach. Well, Magic Johnson's there at 7. So he was, you know, I couldn't believe it when I saw that. I was like, I'm not getting up at 6. You know, but, you know, obviously that type of mindset is what separates the great ones. Obviously his height at 6'9" and his natural flair and ability on the court propelled him to be the superstar that he is today. But the things that you don't see, the drive, the willingness to work hard, I mean, he used to want me to guard him more aggressively. He used to say, guard me harder, Steve. I want you to really push me. So he was always on the edge there of trying to always be the best. And it didn't matter whether it was basketball, cards, anything. He used to bet on what luggage would come out first, the carousel. So he's a super competitive. Michael Jordan's similar vein, guys of that ilk. They really want to compete.
Yeah, I've heard many stories about Michael Jordan, how he was so competitive. Do you think that sort of mentality is what separates the best from the rest, really?
Oh, definitely. I think it's the mentality. I've got many stories, obviously, and from North Carolina, so I've come across Michael Jordan quite a few times, and it's true. He's super competitive, he's tough as nails, and you just can't replicate that, really.
Yeah.
So, obviously... you were just talking about like the caliber of player back then, when obviously when you were playing. Who is it like you most enjoy watching in the NBA now? Like, star player.
Obviously, LeBron James comes to your lips straight away. Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving is extremely entertaining, and you know there's a few other players that I love to watch. I really like the teams. I like the good teams. So Golden State to me is one of the best teams and the best promoters for basketballs in the way they play. But as a sport, for me, it's a fantastic sport, so I love all the players. I love watching all of them.
Well, Steve, we thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Uncle Drew is available on a digital download, 29th of October, DVD and Blu-ray as well, from the 5th of November. Steve, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, go watch it, folks. Thank you.